You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
It's time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon. Crazy East Dominican, you know, Vladimir, come on, yo. My cool man from the county of Dade, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, it is In The Conversation. We are back. This is Damian Lemon. On my right-hand side, I got...
El Coronel Vladimir Camaño.
There you go. And on my left-hand side, I got...
You got Ali Muhammad in the conversation.
There you go. What's cracking, fellas?
And Flannery. Go. Chris is here, too. Chris Flannery.
Flannery's always on deck.
Always
on
cut.
You know what I mean?
Off in the cut, doing his thing.
What's cracking?
Nothing, yep. Man. As always, fellas, highlight of my week. Love being with you, guys.
Well, that's
absolute highlight.
Hi, Vlad.
How you doing, Ali? Good to see you. This is a peak experience for me being here with
this
you.
This is becoming our only conversation.
Exactly.
I don't think we spoke this week.
I called you on from the airport.
We had a chop up yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm going to start calling you from the airport, Ali.
No doubt.
Shit. Speaking of the airport, shout out to University of Michigan, Flint. He showed love to the boy out there, me and Jamie Lee out there. You know, they fucked up out there. They got lead in the water out there.
Oh, wow.
Man, Flint fucked up out there. So
did you swing by Detroit at all? Did you?
No, but they got a plug into Detroit's water, which don't sound like it's much better than Flint water.
That might be a revenue stream for Detroit.
Water?
Charge for this water.
I don't know how much you're going to get from Flint.
Put a little lead in that water.
Got to come up with something.
Shit,
what are the implications of that? You can't shower? Like, what are the implications?
You can shower, but you can't drink the water. I mean, you can't just... I'm sure if you just took a little sip, you know, within a day, or you came across it, maybe it's some ice cubes or something, I doubt it'll do something to you, but if something prolonged, it'll fuck you up. But just, I feel like precaution-wise, now that they know, because they were denying it for a while, you know, the governor was like, come on, y'all, get out of here with that shit.
We got other problems.
Stop playing, man. It's a way better, way harsher issues than this water. And then turns out they had to give out free Brita filters to the entire community.
How'd you find out? You want someone from the school told you? Or?
My manager told me like the day before I was going to go out.
That's good management. You want to put that out?
Not only that.
Hey, D, we don't want you dead.
We want to keep collecting on these
commissions.
That's
a hell of a manager. giving you the recon.
Not only the recon, but that should help me with a good 2-3 minutes to open up on. Because I'm like, what the fuck are we talking about? And then this water shit hit.
What was your take? What was your take on the water?
I mean, you know, you got to be there.
Oh,
they was there, man. I
want to hit a water joke, tough. Man.
I can't set it up like that, okay. Man. You know, it was good though. It made people laugh and shit. And then I did a good boat ride.
I want to hear about this.
103.9. Shout out to 103.9. Shout out to Jamie Roberts. Shout out to my man Steve over there. Steve, I believe, is from the DL Hughley Morning Show. It was his birthday. Shout out to Roberto Vanderpool, you know. And it was a good time. I can't swim, one, you know that. So I shouldn't really be on the boat. And then I get motion sick. Last time I was on a boat, I threw up. So this is my homie, though.
It's a weird gig to book.
This my dude, you know what I mean? And I never been on any of these little boat ride things. I was a little curious, and, you know, paper was all right. And I said, fuck it, let me go get some Dramamine. And then I got me some Dramamine, stayed my ass
product
in the
placement.
Seat. You know, shout out to Dramamine. And it was funny, too, because Dramamine got the all-natural, the ginger. And then they got the real deal
and
shit.
West Indian formula?
With the, what is that called? Meclizine. That's real FDA. It's a drug. Yeah. It's for people like when you equilibrium.
Sound like something you're taking to South America to go on like a spiritual.
But I went straight FDA. I had to. I mean, some people would have did the and the all natural was half off. But the thing about nature is you never know. Nature, sometimes, they'll leave your ass out to dry.
You don't know if it's going to kick in strong enough.
Exactly. I needed that.
You wanted to get knocked.
Exactly. I needed to be safe because I didn't want to have a problem. But overall, that shit was a good time, man. We had fun. Shout out to 103.9.
Because as we all know.
What city is that? That's Flint, too?
That's New York. That's New York City. That's a new radio station playing like the, you know, the shit from when we was young.
What kind of the R&B or hip hop?
R&B and hip hop. You know what I mean? You might hear fucking Dave Hollister on that shit.
Oh wow!
I said you probably won't hear Dave Hollister on High 97 unless you than a motherfucker.
You was on Hudson. You was on Hudson.
I believe so. I think that's where we are on the river.
You got busy. How much time you did? You got busy on that?
I did a good 12 to 15.
Nice. In and out, baby.
Take yourself out the game.
In and out, baby. Get out of there.
All right, that was a good
all
shot.
Net.
Let it go. Thank you. Good night. How y'all been? How was, I know you was in the, you know.
We was in the city.
You the man. You the man.
Uh-oh. You could tell.
Who was where? What's going on? Talk to him.
Ali, hit it off.
I was in the A. You know what I'm saying?
Atlanta.
I was down in the A. BT, Hip Hop Wars, A, 3C.
Live shit cracking that weekend.
It was a hip hop affair out there.
Yeah.
Did you go solo? You brought your squad out for the work?
I had one photographer with me. So it was me and a photographer. Shout out to Roundup Rusty. He from out there, though. So,
all right.
Yeah, so he came.
So he
out.
Knew the lay of the land. He knew how to. He knew the.
I mean,
yeah.
You from that? It's Atlanta. I mean, you know, everybody know Atlanta at this point.
I guess so. Yeah. Atlanta is the new Vegas.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, everybody done been through
Atlanta. Yeah.
Nah, but
you been to Atlanta, Chris?
I drove through. No, hilarious. I haven't actually
I've
been
driven
to
by.
Okay. I drove to Florida.
Oh, okay.
But we're speaking about the black folks. Contingency.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Closest
man.
Thing to Africa we got in the United States, man. I always say that.
Atlanta for real?
Absolutely, man.
Really? Close to Africa?
Yeah, absolutely. For sure.
Is Shea Butter on that?
I never been
there?
To Africa, but I know it's black as hell. Oh, really? In Atlanta. Like to the point where you don't have to see white people if you don't really
want
to. It's
so hilarious.
You go a couple
you
days.
You go, you'll go a while. A
couple drum circles going on down there?
I don't know about all that. Man. It's probably somebody.
808 drums.
Yeah. But go ahead now.
Nah, but you know, we did the soundtrack tour. Had to stop in Atlanta at the Tabernacle, Fab, DJ Mustard. Then Infamous came in for the local contingency.
Oh, shit.
And he killed that shit.
Daddy?
Yeah, he killed that shit. So then your boy.
Okay, who's this?
Young Drizzo.
Woohoo!
We be in the city. Fab brought him out.
That was a good
how'd that
move.
Go?
And he towed that shit all the way down.
Car ain't got no roof.
Turned up, went crazy.
The video, we'll post the video on the page. The
okay.
Video up. I got it up on my Instagram right now.
Let the footage speak for itself.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it was a movie.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so. That shit was
you brought
crazy.
You brought the A7 out?
Nah, I had the big boy.
Okay.
F7.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying?
About the big guns.
And I had a plane. You know, I mean, I know this is way all the way out there, but
talk
you know what I'm saying?
Shit.
And
talk
I had
it up,
the,
man. Talk it up.
The,
talk it.
I had the, the 30 to 100 millimeter lens on it.
Telescopic. Ooh. They call it telescopic?
Nah,
it
I ain't telescopic.
Oh,
this is a Canny Cine.
Let him talk to his
Cine
people.
Zoom.
There's a motherfucker right now that's listening.
30 millimeter to 100 millimeter. This is about $30,000 lens.
Ooh,
there's a big boy. It was a big boy. So we was out there. We was out there with the big guns.
D, what is it?
That's on the Instagram too.
Oh,
that ain't no new
yeah.
news.
Oh man,
that's on the Instagram.
Mayweather
camera porn.
Mayweather Muhammad out here talking that shit. Talking.
No, we at work.
Talking
man.
Expensive you
know,
lenses.
You know what I mean?
You ain't got these.
To go to work.
You got a real camera if the lens ain't more expensive than the camera.
Man. Wow.
Shit, that's what it be. Lens.
Don't drop that shit.
Nah.
Don't that shit to shatter every. Ah!
Just lay out.
Just, ah!
So you got the one lens. That was it? You just needed that one
that's
lens?
That's the only one I needed because that was a catch all. You know what I'm saying? You can hit everything with that. You ain't need
you
to switch.
Be
you know
that.
What I'm saying? So you got the wide, you got a, you know what I'm saying? You got a zoom. So, you know, you hitting everything you need to hit.
Gorilla style. You was in there.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? So.
So how was the actual awards? How was the actual?
I didn't go to the awards. Okay. I spent most of my time in a crazy ass edit that we don't need to really talk about because it was disastrous.
Ooh.
On technology side of things. My laptop died. So
MacBook.
Yeah.
Fucking
it's the battery. It's the battery. So I was stuck out there. You know what I'm saying? I had to call my homie. I was trying to see who was around, who had, you know, saying the setup
access. Yeah.
Who had the edit setup. And my closest homie was in Columbus, 2 hours away.
Shit.
Hour and a half. So I jetted out there.
Damn.
To get it done. And then.
It's a road trip.
And his computer couldn't read my files.
You drove 2 hours and it couldn't read your files?
So he had a dude who ran the computer lab at Columbus State. And I don't know if this, you know what I'm saying?
Like
but
this.
Anyway, my man, he hooked me up with, you know what I'm saying, some technology.
Okay.
And I went in and eventually got that shit done.
Just in time for Columbus Day.
Just in time for Columbus Day.
Shout out to Columbus, Georgia.
You know what I'm saying? That was that last day of Mercury in retrograde, so, you know.
Shit.
When did you get back? When did you get back?
The other day. I don't know. What day was that? Sunday.
Damn.
Yeah.
Did you fly back from Columbus or you drove back to ATL?
Yeah, I went back to ATL.
Talk about a commute.
I mean, that ain't shit. It took an hour and a half to get to Jersey.
No, I'm just, I'm
hard
real.
Hard work and dedication.
You know what I'm saying?
Mean?
Get
it done.
Get it done. Hard work. Hashtag blessed.
I mean, that's why I love Mayweather. You ever seen Mayweather's clips on YouTube?
Nah.
Hard work. Dedication. Hard work.
Seen, yeah.
He goes in. I'm just real, I think I'm an old man in that sense. I'm real sensitive to like commutes back and forth. My body can't take it.
Nah, but.
Yeah, too many commutes.
Weak bladder?
No. Nah, I just don't like all the emotion. My I'm very spiritual. I gotta be centered. So when I'm going around too much like that, I lose my focus.
Mm,
yeah. D's looking at me kind of awkward.
I've traveled way longer for worse reasons. So
well, there you go, huh?
Say no more. Let's leave it at that.
Shit, you know what I'm saying? I ain't complaining about no little hour.
To not be disclosed.
No little hour drive to get shit done.
This ain't but a hard drive.
Only thing that fucked it up was I ain't get to really be out in the streets. You know what I'm saying? Doing the Atlanta scene.
Damn.
Yeah, I fucked my shit all up in the lab.
Yeah, that shit was probably crazy out there in the Atlanta crazy streets.
Rakim was at A3C, however it is.
Yeah,
Rakim had Pete Rock, had all
the. Yeah, a lot of legends out there.
A lot of legends.
Making a comeback.
Yeah, I guess so. Speaking of what, so is Jazzy Jeff, right? Speaking of Rakim.
You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of Rakim.
Speaking of, what's the radio station?
103.9.
Speaking of 103.9.
Yeah. I know D's excited about this. Will Smith's going back on tour with Jazzy.
Shit.
You excited about that, D?
Nope.
I mean,
I mean,
it makes sense. What's this, the 20th anniversary of Fresh Prince? September?
I think I saw a clip that said they have never gone on tour before. They never got the opportunity because when shit popped, I think maybe the first album they got to go on tour, but then after that it was
first
Fresh
two.
Prince and then the first album. Nah,
it was the first two.
I don't know. I just saw a clip where you saying, yo, I never really got to tour this, that, and the other thing. I don't know
I saw the nigga in concert.
Oh, all right.
He was in Miami. I ain't from Philly.
Nah, nigga, you know better than me. If you seen him there, then that's it. That's it. You got to go to Google. If you seen him, you seen him. Shit, I heard he went on tour. Motherfuckers is lying then.
I ain't say he's lying, but he probably ain't get the whole, you know what I'm saying, they ain't get no world tour, no shit like that.
I wouldn't mind seeing Will on tour. I mean, I heard a few bars of the new Will record and I'm not into it.
I'm impressed. But have you ever been a Will fan though?
Like, oh, I used to be a big Will fan. At first, he's the rapper, I'm the DJ album. Mm-hmm. It's fucking classic. It's a classic album. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I said, the only reason I bigged up Will off of that Rakim shit is a lot of people don't know that Rakim wrote Summertime.
What?
Yeah, he ghost wrote that shit. But it's kind of in the world.
Oh, wow. Get out of here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you listen to the flow, it sounds like rock.
Here it is.
Groove, slightly transformed.
Yep,
that shit sound like some Rakim shit.
But
it just was, a little
bit. But it sounded like Will trying to be like Rakim.
Yeah. And he won.
Yeah, he definitely
won. In a motherfucker. Shit.
Shit, man. I mean, I would go see them cats, man. First of all, I enjoy Jazzy Jeff.
Oh, he's a beast. He ain't never left.
He ain't never left. And his skill, I just posted a video on my Facebook randomly a couple weeks ago with him killing some shit in L.A. So I'd go see that. And I ain't mad at Will, man. I ain't mad at the new song, the little disco song he got out right now.
I've only heard a few bars, and I was,
regular. I mean, you know, it's one of them old... You know, EDM.
Well,
turn
let me ask
up.
You a question. Let me ask you a question. You're not really rocking, but do you respect it though? In terms of where it was coming from, what he's trying to do, like you see what he's trying to get at.
I always respect an artist that's going for trying to what do you want to call this? Exploring his vision, his creativity. I never knock a man for exploring his creativity, but I do retain the right as a fan to be like, nah, that shit ain't it. You know what I mean? It is what it is. He don't need me to survive. That's been proven. You know what I mean? Will's been doing fine.
Will knows how to stay relevant.
I mean, from after the first album, all that other shit, man, was just really party. I never expected Will to come with nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Hard.
Groundbreaking and fucking mind shattering. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just flow on the beat and, you know what I'm saying, have a good time. And I think that's what this little disco record is.
Yeah, and he's always been fun. Will, right. after that second album, it became like a Will Smith record was always attached to a big ass Will Smith movie. Right. You know what I mean? Right. With Wild Wild West was a joint, and
Welcome
to Miami was like, he always, it was always in tandem with, it was a dope video, but then he had a mean 2 hour Michael Bay presentation.
Exactly.
That he was just had the lead single on. You know what I mean? It was just a campaign of, oh, I'm winning.
All the way.
I am all the way the biggest star in this bitch. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Because he's, I mean, arguably the most successful rapper actor slash or rapper turned actor.
Him, Queen Latifah, but he by far is the most successful. He got everybody.
He's
by
the guy.
Far.
He's the president. You know,
Queen Latifah is doing things. She ain't no slouch. She got her shit popping. But you know, by far he's the
draw.
Yeah.
Yeah. Willow, you put him on a poster, and people gonna come out and buy tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of a rapper
turned actor.
There's these videos on Facebook. I gotta get the damn name. You seen these like rap things they doing on like. It's like, I gotta find the name of this page. There's a Facebook page. Jewel Ortiz just did it.
What is it? Explain what you're talking about.
They basically take rappers and they put them on this. It's filmed amazingly, like a high quality video.
Oh, where they do like a verse?
They do a verse, yeah. You been watching those?
I've seen the Jewel Ortiz joint. I seen the Jewel Ortiz one where he's
I forget the name of the page though.
Backpack it's bars or something like that. Bars in the backpack. Though. Yeah, it was cool. It's kind of like. It's like bars meet, like spitting meets deaf comedy, like deaf poetry.
Exactly.
Because it's presented in a very precious light, but it is just, I think it's pure, it's not acapella, it's beats.
It's beats.
It's a beat, and he's just spitting for the cats that love bars, for the lyricists, you know, the enthusiasts of fucking lyrics. They just, they get excited that he said some last ill bar, like a mic drop bar, and then I put the balls in my backpack. And then walked off. And niggas was like, oh.
And it's shot beautifully. Shot dope.
Like 4K. You would appreciate it.
You would appreciate it, yeah.
We got to appeal to the aesthetic.
Video 5.
Because that motherfucker was zoning out like, eh.
That was not zoning out.
What color filter?
I'm trying to picture the, what the fuck is going on here.
Any color correction involved here? Final cut?
I was just trying to see what it was. I'm trying to envision this shit. I ain't never seen this shit. Shit, man.
See them chase channels with his eyes.
I'm thinking of the what's the BET shit? The
Cypher.
That's what I'm thinking.
Speaking of which, the BET Hip Hop Awards are tonight.
Exactly.
So you know it's going to be a whole lot of foolery.
Is it live or is it pre-recorded?
Nah, it's pre-recorded.
They did it on Friday.
Maybe I've been off Twitter a little bit, but I didn't hear no spoilers. And I'm going to miss it live. I'm taping it, but I ain't hear nobody. I didn't even hear if there's a Cypher this year. I don't know. You haven't heard any spoilers.
Keeping a tight seal, huh?
That must mean ain't nothing crazy jump off.
Yeah, nobody diss nobody.
Anybody big performing?
T.I.
Oh, T.I. He's in the papers.
T.I. is big.
T.I. speaking of actor turned rapper.
Yeah, rapper turned actor. Yeah, T.I. Oof. So he's in the news right now. I seen.
He was an Ant-Man. He was an Ant-Man.
The topic of a Twitter.
Yeah, I ain't see that.
A Twitter
Ant-Man
moment.
Was good.
I heard. They got a sequel coming, too. Already.
It was a good movie. It was fun.
Too. Shout out to Paul Rudd, too.
Yeah, he did his thing.
But go ahead now. What happened with T.I.?
Well, T.I. is, you know, he was on Who Kid's show.
Okay.
And basically said that he was going in on, you know, he was basically talking about Trump first. Uh-huh. And then he transitioned to, you know, what about, I guess, Who Kid asked him, what about Hillary?
Uh-huh.
And then he was like, he was like, I don't want to be sexist or nothing.
Well, here comes some sexist shit.
But I don't think a woman could ever be president.
Hey.
He's like, the Loch Ness Monster be president before a woman.
Man.
That sounds like some shit he said before, because when you throw that part on it.
I know, so it is a precise metaphor.
And then he said, you know, because they, you know, they too emotional, you know what I'm saying? They make decisions with their emotions, and, you know, they might just drop the bomb, you know, you don't want nobody with their hand on the button with emotions.
All right.
Which is, you know what I'm saying?
What y'all think?
I mean, he is the last motherfucker to be talking about somebody reacting with emotions.
That's a damn good point.
Cat who running up on Mayweather in Vegas off some emotions.
That's a valid point right there. What do you think about his point about a woman emotional? Do you think?
Nah, man, you know, it's a generalization that, you know what I'm saying, at best. You know what I'm saying? Because I do know women who run their organization with a motherfucking steel fist and keep their emotions out their business and handle their business. You know what I'm saying? Or even if they do got emotions in it, because we all put emotions in shit, they handle their business. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and I don't even think the president is, you know what I'm saying? I think the president is almost like a proxy to me. He ain't like he can't push the button by his motherfucking self.
Yeah, that's,
you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, that's a council.
So yeah, so it, you know what I mean? Shit, Bill was getting head, you know what I'm saying, handling his business. You know?
He felt like shit, anybody can do it.
Ghost ride the hot White House.
What
shit.
You think?
Well, you know me, I'm always into like the trolling. Like, I just wonder how authentic and how genuine that is, or he just did it to get some traction. You know what I'm saying? What do you think?
I don't think he would have trolled like that.
Nah.
We can get into the speculation report, but first, what do you think of his statement?
It's been proven there are women presidents on Earth. You know, right. I'm saying Earth like there's another galaxy out there. But it's been proven women have been presidents, like, so it's not far fetched. And I think people said the same thing about, oh, we'll never have a black president. The same comment was made by white Republicans.
That was the same thing. Even black people was like, hey, you know, I don't think we're ready for no black president. You know what I'm saying? So
the time ain't right.
Chris, what you? I see you looking crazy over there. What you feel about this?
Well, if he's not doing it for effect, like to get people to pay attention to him, it seems like the exact wrong time to make those comments when you're on the verge of probably having a woman president. You know, like he's saying something that is going to happen is impossible.
It's on the cusp.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just seems, you know.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
It seems a little trollish. You know what I'm saying?
It could be.
And, you know, shit, Hillary was motherfucking Secretary of State. I think so. She probably more gangster than T.I. in real life.
Hilarious.
You
know what I'm saying? Hilarious.
You done killed up someone.
I know, on some black ops.
They probably had the same type of artillery.
Yeah, I know. On some homeland.
They call Hillary Artillery Hillary. Did you know that?
You know what I'm saying?
They don't, but.
But I'm saying.
It'd be cool if they do.
Like, shit, Hillary probably gangster.
I don't. My thing is, I've seen, like, I was raised by a lot of women. I've seen women do damn near everything short of stand up and take a piss. You know what I mean? So I don't, like, I feel like a woman, it's exciting, it's interesting, and it's not interesting at the same time, similar to with Obama. Like, it's new, so you're gonna be, you got that anxiety of something new that's never been done before. But if we all just look at it in our practical mind, you could tell this is a job that could be, like, a woman can do the job, but it would still, the novelty is there. It'll wear off quick, just similar to Barack. Mm-hmm. Like, first it was like, oh, shit, a black guy won. Oh, there's a black president. This is crazy. But now he's the fucking president. I mean, mm-hmm. we can't not look at him and tell he's, you know, not think that he's a black man, but more, he's the guy that's got the job.
Right.
And, it, you know. I think, I mean, shit, I think Hillary could, you know, I think Hillary's,
she been there,
she's qualified at least.
You know what I'm saying? You know what she I'm know saying? The ropes.
She know her way around this motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying?
And I think
you
it's know. Good to get past that whole, like, casting situation of, like, presidential candidates. Like, people cast, like, oh, he's not a good candidate because, like, if you're right for the job, you're right for the job. You know what I'm saying? It should, that's how it should be. It should be like, are you right for the job?
It's getting there. It's slowly getting, but there's always been that
casting,
that ideal presidential look.
He's got a great look.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Fucking that second elect when Barack was going against Mitt, I was nervous. Mitt looked like the president. He looked like the vintage white president that we've seen before with the little streak grays on the side and shit, the little bouffant, like a billionaire ass white man. You know what I'm saying?
What do you feel about,
like,
Bernie?
Bernie, man, Bernie looked like my favorite science teacher. You know what I'm saying? Like, he looked like one of
okay,
my
kids,
old teachers.
Grab your flasks.
He was a good guy. He just seems a little old with it. I like the energy of his movement. I like the shit that he's talking. I don't know physically where Bernie's at. I kind of feel the same way about Hillary, though. Right. You know what I mean? Like, they said she had mini strokes and things of that nature. I just saw Barack on 60 Minutes. Barack... he's been president for 2 terms. You can see that shit. Like,
yeah.
It's, that shit is even more severe than that. Like, he, you could tell he ready to get done with this shit.
You know, so that shit, you know, knowing all the secrets of the world, shit, that shit have put a
where
toll
you,
on
you. Where you out, yeah.
Shit.
You don't
motherfucker
even know
has sprouted gray after the first meeting. Like, yes, shit.
Man, you don't know the hat. When they let cracked me that first folder.
Hey, listen.
Ty hasn't got no tread left.
You had no idea.
That's why, like, you know what I'm saying, in hindsight, in retrospect, when you look back at Bush, Bush was running from the job. Bush didn't want that shit, man. That motherfucker was in Texas way more than he was in Washington, D.C.
Because it's a vanity job. You know what that's saying? I feel like Trump just wants it to go leverage some more fucking real estate.
You want the cachet?
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, he don't know what to do if he became president. There's no way.
Want a better LinkedIn profile?
Yeah. The president. That's the ultimate still. That's still the ultimate get. Right. And you can't tell me, as rich as Trump is and as entitled as he must be, that he ain't see Barack, a black guy with a weird name from the south side of Chicago, become president. It was like, fuck, I can't do this shit. Did you see Barack say that shit about Kanye?
Yeah.
That was slick, big. Mm-hmm. That motherfucker is the best. We'll fucking miss Barack like Biggie, man. I swear to God, man. Y'all better really appreciate these last few months, man. For real, this shit is not going to be seen for a while.
Is it ageism, though, to talk this way about Hillary and Bernie?
It's being
Hillary ain't that old.
Was it being no? But in terms of like the mini strokes and the, you know,
well, mini strokes is a real deal concern
at
any level of the game. Like, you know what I mean? Like, shit, if you was having mini strokes, we'd be concerned about you in the podcast.
Shit.
We don't know.
I think Bush was having mini strokes. Pat, remember the time he came back to the office with the shit all fucked up with bruises?
Nah, he got beat up. Yeah,
no, he had fell talking about he was watching the game and he fell, reached for the popcorn and he fell.
Oh, come on! It was very buttery.
He said Reagan had some spots where that Alzheimer's hit him a little early. Like, yeah, he had a couple.
But that Reagan got shot in the head.
Damn. Nobody ever talk about that shit. Like, Reagan got shot in the head.
I feel like Reagan's soul just creeping the podcast. Like, could you please say this?
Just let him know.
Bruh,
please, bruh. I played hurt. It was the flu game for
bruh.
You.
Let him know, bruh.
Let him know, bruh.
Good looking out there.
Good looking out there.
Good looking out there. I didn't know if he was going to give it to
shot.
Me. Typically, the blacks aren't really as kind with my legacy, but you did give me that one thing.
So what you saying?
He got shot in the head. I don't know. It was in the head.
Yeah, he got shot in the motherfucking head, man.
I thought he got shot in the back.
I could be wrong. I've been wrong before.
We all been wrong before.
Because I was like in the fourth grade, but I do remember the motherfucker getting shot
in the head. I've been shot.
Yeah, I remember that shit. I remember the Saturday Night Live did a parody of that shit. Remember that shit? That's how I remember.
I didn't see that one.
I think Eddie Murphy was in it.
Probably
that's been shot. Yeah, I think so. I might be fucking wrong too. I think we got Chris on the case though.
Yeah, he was shot in the chest.
Oh, okay.
But shit, either way.
Still.
I've been shot.
That's still up there, top three places not to get shot.
Where? Chest.
It's the head, chest. I don't know what the last one would be. The balls.
So it's not ageism, you're saying. It's legit.
It's concern.
Okay,
it's concern. It's concern when it's like real medical records.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I don't want to be age. I mean, there's been a little bout of ageism since McCain, though.
Yeah. Right.
You know, America's been, you know.
I mean, going back to T.I. and ageism, shit, man. I'm kind of, again, I'm a fan of T.I.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's been
absolutely
it's
right.
been a disappointing last few years.
Seasons.
About 3 years, ever since the jail shit, man.
Okay.
It's been pretty disappointed. The whole, I thought he, you know, shook off the Iggy Azalea thing. He tried to shake that off and distance himself from that. But then he come back with this. But like, man, Tip, man, I just want to hear some good quality
music.
You know what I'm saying? Good quality.
To quote Damien, where's the record?
Yeah, I mean, you know what it is too. It's not even just specific. You seeing times change in real time. Like, you seeing cats phasing themselves out.
Right.
Because, like, it might happen to all of us. One day. Like, when you stick to certain things that you were brought up believing, you know what I mean? And you stubborn in those views,
mm-hmm.
when the world is going in an opposite direction and you still kind of holding on to that shit, you look
like a tree in a hurricane.
You look like a relic after a while.
Yeah.
And it's easier for people to get you up out of here
right.
when they don't even, you know, the first thing you get rid of is the old technology.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? And shit.
What's your take?
What's the take on what?
People getting commented on. Raven Simone.
Let's talk about that, because this is the thing. Now that's a good point, because T.I., like, sometimes you don't even get to the dragons in time. Like, I heard more about what happened with the T.I. shit.
That shit just started.
But are they dragging him, or did he? Because I know
Black Twitter on him.
That just happened this morning. When I sent y'all the link to the shit, he hadn't apologized yet. He apologized like an hour later.
Okay.
So this was brand new. So I don't know what the Twitter doing right now.
Because every time I turn up, the Twitter's dragging someone. They was trying to drag Raven Simone again,
for the name situation.
She did that,
and that shit affects me too, Raven.
How so?
Because I've been getting drugged by my name all my life. Mm-hmm. I ain't never got no job from no resume. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers do discriminate against your name.
Right.
But we know this.
And we know
we
that.
We do know
and,
this.
She said it,
so you know what I'm saying? I'm not opposed to her dragging. Not that it ain't true.
Play devil's advocate.
Have at it.
I think niggas is ready to drag Raven. She's on drag watch.
Her own daddy dragged her.
I don't even know what happened with that.
She's been dragged since day one.
Nah, her dad wrote
Dragging's
an open
at the home.
Her daddy wrote an open letter saying,
bullshit.
An op-ed piece.
Hey, so he wrote the letter saying, you know what I'm saying, they didn't raise her like that, you know what I'm saying, but she's been done.
She's
been doing a good job with her success, you know what I'm saying? You know, she hasn't, you know, done a lot of crazy things child stars do and blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? He's proud of her and mama's proud of her. But, you know, sometimes she say dumb shit.
Yeah. Well, how old is Raven?
To sum it up,
30. That's what he said. She's 34. He's like, she a grown woman.
She old enough to stop saying dumb shit. But I do
think that's her shtick right now.
I don't think it's her shtick. This is the thing with her. I'm trying to be empathetic. I don't know if it's her shtick. I think she owns it in the way that this is how I feel about her. I've seen people like even Lindsay Lohan, Miley Cyrus, these former child stars, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not giving them no pass, but they've been empowered financially since they were kids, mm-hmm. right? Some of them even divorced their family and shit like that. But they learn early that their livelihood is paying the rent and keeping the lights on in their situation. So they get a level of rank that they're not really age appropriate to have.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You a boss and you 11.
Yeah, you still. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you start moving as a boss, but you're not really learning. You know what I mean? You're still 11 years old.
You a child that you ain't never got punched in the mouth.
You ain't never got punched in the mouth because you can't fuck up the money. You know what I mean? You never got punched.
Public, in front of other people.
Because you didn't go to a regular school.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? So you didn't go to a regular school. And if you really even went to school, school is probably like a little folder.
This is what you need to know.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So you didn't even really learn. You didn't interact with peers your age. But then when you get presented to the world, you're presented to the world like, you know, you're still X a million dollars, you're worth this. And it becomes this defensive thing to where, like a lot of these teen stars, they're very defensive in the way that, don't try to count me out. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, my vote doesn't count, or what I have to say isn't credible, because they go against all of this. Mm-hmm. I know I didn't go to school with regular people. I know I've been working all my life since I was 8 years old, and you've seen me since a kid, but I'm not a kid anymore. I'm an adult, and these are my motherfucking views, and da-da-da-da-da. It kind of reminds me of, like, adolescence. Right. You know what I'm saying? When you see kids kind of, like, develop their own point of views and they become very strident about that shit and they'll go to war with anybody. And I think that I feel like that she's taking that to become her role. Like, I'm gonna say what I feel like and y'all aren't gonna dismiss what I say. Like, it's almost borderline belligerent sometimes, you know? And she's been used to being dragged for so often that it's like she's got this already kind of sticky relationship with Black Twitter, you know what I mean, or with just Black media for years. Like, yeah, she feels a way about it.
She done got traded in the race draft a couple of times.
Yeah, and it was and when she was Black, when she before she got traded, they wasn't fucking with her. Like, when she had, she was on 106 Park. This classic, you know, she's She's been defensive for a while. There's a clip on 106 Apart. They were like, "Yo, Raven, so when the new music coming out?" She was like, "I'm not putting out no new music, so y'all won't buy the shit like y'all did last time. Or I'm not gonna be rapping about the same song that went wood the last time y'all didn't support it." So it was almost like this: "Yo, fuck y'all anyway. Y'all don't fuck with me. So if y'all got to drag me, drag me. Mm. You know what I mean?" And she's also on set with the champion of the unpopular opinion, Whoopi Goldberg, who I love to death. That's one of my favorites. I fuck with Whoopi Goldberg. She's a beast. She's a beast when it comes to talent. Like, she's a fucking problem, you know?
So you the ambassador of the unpopular opinion.
Am I the ambassador? No, but what I'm talking about is I'm looking at there's some people out there.
But what did Whoopi say?
What has it Whoopi said? So Whoopi recently, the most recent thing is Whoopi disagreed with Viola Davis's Emmy speech,
which is
wasn't Nancy Lee Gantt? We don't even remember her name no more.
Got
Nancy,
her dragged.
She got dragged in a vicious manner.
Ball and chain.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, close your laptop. This is too much.
Back of a pickup truck.
But Whoopi said, "Listen, you know that doesn't apply to all. I've always had opportunities." Right. Now, you know, Whoopi's very talented. Whoopi's a fucking one of the few people who is an EGOT. She got an Emmy, she got a Grammy, she got an Oscar, she got a Tony. So she got all of them shits. She could talk her shit. She's right. Got enough. She's verified in these streets. She could have an opinion. Right. And what I like about Whoopi, and Whoopi will say that shit, tweet at me. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. But tweet at me. I ain't going to read it anyway. I love the fact. I like that she does it. I like that Charles Barkley does it. I like that there's certain people. I mean, fuck, even, I guess, well, T.I., the apologist, but there's certain
Donald
people.
Donald Trump, T.I. on his way.
Donald Trump, you know what I mean? I don't want to put Donald Trump in the same. But yeah, these are people that are like, fuck it, B. Love me or hate me, this is how I feel. And put me down on the record as I'll be contrary to the popular opinion, and I will have the unpopular opinion. And it's almost to the point where they become undraggable. Or, as you said, drag resilient. What do you think?
Oh, man. Ali, you want to go first?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
I don't know what's real anymore. I don't know what's real and what's trolling.
So you feel like most people are trolling?
For example, because Trump is going to host SNL in November. Like, I mean, clearly SNL is looking at it from a ratings perspective.
Yeah, they should.
So it's almost as if this behavior is almost, you could almost look at it as getting rewarded.
Yeah.
You know, and you wonder how much is real. How much of this is just, you know,
it just depends.
Moving advertising.
It depends on the type of offense that you have caused the people. You know what I mean? Everybody not going. They ain't call Bill to get his opinion or this whole shit. So, you know.
On opinion on Trump?
Nah, just saying like once you get drugged, you know what I mean? It just depends on what you got drugged for. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, T.I. been getting drugged for a minute. Trump. He's used to it, you know what I'm saying? He old school, you know what I'm saying, been getting drugs. So he know how to, you know, his whole theory is, you know what I'm saying, say what you want about me as long as you, you know, spell my name right.
My name right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So his whole thing is there's no bad press with Trump. And I guess, you know, there will always be that contingency and they will always go out. And you could call it trolling, but for them it might be a business model.
Yeah, I'm just wondering. Like, so, you know, people get all hyped about this and they get all excited. I just look at it and go, how much of this is, you know, premeditated?
Well, I saw them try to drag Whoopi a little bit about the Viola Davis thing. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's a valid opinion? Well, I'm not mad at that.
Let's go over what Whoopi said. Whoopi said, what did she say again? Whoopi said that.
I believe she said it doesn't personally apply to her. I forget. Right. I think we're going to get on it. But she was saying there's been plenty of opportunity for me. And as evidence, I mean, shit, she got all types of shit. She's right. Proven that she's taking advantage of these opportunities.
Right. And, you know, her experience is different.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Her experience is different than other people's experience. You know what I'm saying? Your experience may be different than other comics' experience. I know my experience is different, you know what I'm saying, than other people that's doing what I do or whatever. You know what I mean? I go places where, you know, shit, you know, it might not be a whole lot of opportunities, but at the same time, that don't erase the fact that that exists. Now, Whoopi's speech might not have been Viola's speech. You know what I'm saying? Your speech might not have been that. Mm-hmm. But Viola's coming from her own perspective. Whoopi's perspective is valid. But The popular opinion is that Viola's position was fair and it needed to be addressed.
Mm-hmm. And what's Whoopi's endgame in saying that?
I think somebody asked her.
Whoopi got to talk every day. That's her job. You know what I'm saying? Your job is to talk. You got to say some shit. You got to say what your opinion is. You got to get on that TV every day. We on this motherfucker.
You got to remember that. People got to talk. So they got to, just got to have a take on all of this shit.
So, she wouldn't have a job if she just said what was popular the whole time, every time. You know what I'm saying?
I just want to be there.
You don't say you the king of contrarian.
I'm fairly balanced.
Chris, what you got? What are you about to say?
Yeah, I was just saying, Whoopi was being interviewed on BET.com, yes. And they asked her specifically, what do you think about Viola Davis's speech in reference to your own career? So they asked her,
what do you think of Viola Davis's speech in reference to your own career? That's like, is she trolling or they trolling? An instigation.
Yeah, that's an instigation. It's definitely.
You think you could beat Viola Davis? I don't know. And then, that's how the fights used to start back when I was kids.
Right, and then so she had to fire back from her perspective in context like that. She had to say shit, motherfucker, I ain't never had no problems.
Yeah, you see what I'm doing.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit. Man, this game for years.
It feel like somebody else getting your shine. That's supposed to be yours. You know what I mean?
But that,
feel like whoop.
You ask Jordan. Shit. You ask Jordan. Yo,
LeBron,
I heard it.
LeBron and Kobe.
Jordan always going to say, yo, you ask Obama. Did you see they asked him 60 minutes? Say, yo, Obama, if you were running, think you could win? Absolutely. Not even a thought. That motherfucker did not blink. They was like, yo, if you win this election, think you win? Yes. Absolutely. Easy. Yes, of course. I beat everybody this damn near everybody in this election I beat before. You know what I'm saying? And they still want me.
Reigning is crazy. Reigning 2-time champion.
He said Trump will not be the president of the United States. Nah. That was dope.
But I do want to revisit
They're not gonna put Trump in there before Jeb. The Republicans not gonna choose Trump over Jeb.
Yeah, but I'm starting to hear Ted Cruz got a shot in this other Marco Rubio. I don't agree with a lot of his politics, but he's got a nice little personality. Knows he's got a good way of words. He like a lot of these cats. We were talking about this the other day. Like a lot of politicians used to be wary of them because they seem to say the right shit all the time. You was like, I don't know, that might be a lot. Nowadays, these politicians are saying all the wrong shit. You see Ben Carson putting his foot in his mouth every other day.
They just making way for Jeb and them. You know what I'm saying? The real contenders. They letting this play shit go all down to get game time, man.
Speaking of game time, you got the Democratic debates on tonight.
The CNN ad was hilarious for
What's the ad? What are they doing?
It was explosive, It made it seem as if it was like Mayweather versus Pacquiao.
Yo, but
we're talking about issues and policy here, but they made it seem like
shit. This is the pregame.
I know, but they made it seem it was like a fight night.
Preseason.
What you saw order
they,
now.
You saw they left
Get your wings.
A podium open for Joe Biden if he wants to throw his head. That would be the illest shit ever if they introduce everybody and then at the last minute you just hear fucking Hulk Hogan's theme music. When it comes stretching down, when it hurts inside, they can come out to our real American, that Rick Derringer. That would be the livest shit ever. I'd vote for Joe just off of fucking presentation. It's because he's through a show.
He took the Amtrak to get there too. That's his big claim to fame. I took the Amtrak to work every day.
Yeah.
What happened to these nuts?
Oh man, these nuts fucking.
Come on, man. That was preseason.
If he shows up, I'll be very excited. These nuts came on deck and said, listen, this is what I think about the economy.
These nuts came on deck.
CNN ad was hilarious. I was laughing when I saw it. It made it like I said, like it was like a UFC fight.
Like I said, it's the pregame, man. They having fun getting ratings, man. This ain't the real shit. This ain't the real shit, man. But speaking of these nuts.
Who's going to say
these nuts?
Oh, Playboy is hanging up the nudity.
I love the segue from that to nuts, from the nuts to that.
That was your first little experience with the little
nuts.
With your nuts.
In the nut king. Just
discovering your Uncle Playboy collection.
Apparently, Playboy says that nudity is everywhere now. And in order to compete with this, in this market, they need to find more tasteful ways to present the aesthetic and the beauty of that is the.
They ain't got enough money. They're not making enough money on nipples.
It just ran out. It ran out of gas.
No titty money.
All of the titty money went to the internet.
Yeah.
And now they just left with a bunch of paper. They got to fill up.
And they found that with I forget the wording, but they found that with images of women clothed, that the views went up online as well as the age demographic went younger.
Because they was clicking through and they couldn't believe that Playboy wasn't showing nudity. I saw some non-nudity Playboy shows. What the fuck is this? And I'm clicking through like, is this, maybe you got to do the paywall to see the nudity? But Playboy's like, nah, we just going to be clothes on.
They just want to compete in the open market now.
They might as well close up shop. It's over. Come on. What is Playboy
without
you're not
going to read for the articles?
Hell no. I used to read the articles here and there, but it was honestly, can we be real? It was about the women. Was about the women. And the thing about Playboy, which is different now, I think Marc Maron had a joke about this, the fact that, these kids, the new generation don't know what it is to have to make an effort to see.
To not see no titties.
Yeah, like that shit.
You had
shit,
to go find them.
You had to really, you had to know somebody.
You had to hide.
Yeah, sneak. Yeah, man, old ass.
Oh, wait for the opportunity. Nobody home.
Snatch a peek fast, cause you don't know how long you can look at it too. Cause the door is open, you gotta throw that shit somewhere.
You gotta be
cryptic. Man. Had to have an older brother with a stash.
You had no say of what you was gonna see. It was whatever we got in this book.
I know.
You know what I mean? Nah, we ain't got that. Now you got a menu. Right. You see whatever you want to see.
Whatever. In any depth of search darkness that you want to go.
I know.
And to keep it funky, Playboy did do it, in a tasteful way. Like, their photography, the way they presented it was there's a big difference between Playboy and Penthouse and Hustler and,
Playboy had the lifestyle on lock in their era, you know what I'm saying? They were more than just that book. They was, they festivals. He had a whole vacation retreat, you know what I'm saying? The mansion itself. Hugh was still young and, you know what I'm saying, popping.
I know Dick Gregory was heavy with the Playboy comedy hour, I guess. They had the Playboy interview, which was always crazy.
Right. So, they've been ahead of the curve for a long time, and now they kind of slipping. They're slipping behind, so they got to figure new ways to do it.
And honestly, dude, I'm going to be honest, the only reason I even feel bad is because of nostalgia. You know what I'm saying? Because that's all I know, Playboy. The business model is over, Pop. And I probably, if I was a little younger, I wouldn't even be giving a fuck about Playboy because they are being torn down by the free market. You know what I mean? Why pay to see a titty? Titties is free. You know what I'm saying? If I was 17 years old, I'd be like, down with Playboy. But I remember being 14 years old. You know what I mean? And looking at fucking Anna Nicole Smith in the Playboy. I'm like, oh, shit.
The sense of wonder and awe that you remember so vividly. And
Pamela
finally.
Anderson. Yeah. Shit.
Well, fuck them.
It's over. They ain't had too many black women, though. That was one thing.
You had to go to National Geographic for that.
Or go to fucking Blacktail.
I'm just saying that. I saw National Geographic was sanctioned. And the sanctioned titty watcher.
That was in the wild.
You could be home. You could come home after school and
know you was going to be publishing the photos.
Man. I don't think I ever heard the word sanctioned next to titty.
It was sanctioned. Sanction is a big deal when you're a parent because you got to be careful. You got to be careful what you sanction.
In the proper context.
Sanctioned.
Yeah.
Titties are historical.
Exactly. Those titties that you might be studying for your homework. You know what I'm saying? That's natural in the wild titty. Wild. You know what I'm saying? Organic titty.
Holding a jug of water on top of your head.
Exactly. Yeah, it was just as an 8-9-year-old, and you see that, I'm like, okay.
It wasn't the draw.
It was
a lot of other shit going on. Survival.
It was definitely a couple mosquito bites.
Motherhood and shit.
Yeah, real shit. But
definitely
it
was some functional titties.
Look at this titty.
Yeah, right, but it just show you that nature is nature, and that it even still. As a young male, that shit had a resounding effect, even in the wild, even when it wasn't positioned to be or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay.
Because you always want to see what you can't see.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, speaking of this, today was no bra day. Did you fellas celebrate? Man. I mean, but did you enjoy
it? Are you out of your mind?
Maybe in the house. I don't know. Shit.
Shit, man. That's for the baby, breast cancer,
baby,
man.
Baby, what you doing?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's for breast cancer,
oh,
man.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. You can't just say no broad day out of context like that. They got to say National on, Breast Cancer, breast cancer so Presents. No broad day sounds like some shit that one of our homies put together.
No doubt.
I don't know what that shit was.
Nah, man. Man, it's for
just randomly walking.
I'm sorry, man.
I'm in these streets.
Alright, I'm sorry.
Now, when you first hear it, you do go searching for it. I'm gonna try to tell you. I hit the hashtag.
You're about to get dragged.
Let's be honest.
But then,
I'm not gonna get dragged. But let's be honest.
But then the first shit I saw was like you know what I'm saying, like a what they call
mastectomy.
Mastectomy. That was the first shit I saw. So it was like, this ain't what I thought it was.
Yeah.
Think pink.
Bait and switch.
Let's call it a bait and switch.
You know what I'm saying? But learn something. I learned something today. You know what I'm saying? So
that's cool.
I'm cool.
I'm sorry. I didn't know. I thought it was illicit. I didn't know it was so I apologize.
It ain't as casual as free the nipple. It ain't on that. You know what I'm saying?
He got mixed up. We
free the nipple is still,
you know what I'm saying,
footloose and fancy
footloose
free.
Footloose and fancy free. Okay, fanciful.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That could go either way. Free the nip.
Free the nip. I ain't
bet. You know what I'm
saying? So with that though. All right. Well, listen. You know.
I'm just letting you sit in your discomfort.
Yeah, salute.
There's been a lot of that, though. Even for Farrakhan.
Farrakhan had one of the best moments ever. Even at the Million Man March. Farrakhan, speaking of, you know, seeing things that are kind of outdated, right? So Farrakhan, he presented the Muslim woman. And he was like, you know, and they were covered. 3/4 of cloth. They were all covered, you know. Mm-hmm. And he was saying, listen, these women know how to cook. They know how to, I forget what else. You know, they know how to raise a child. They know how to serve a family, run a family. But they keep their wares. They keep their bodies covered. Mm-hmm. So there ain't too many brothers that's going to walk up to them and say, hey, baby, you know, one of those. Because right. they're modestly covered.
I love the old school flirt. So, hey, baby.
So, yeah. So Farrakhan goes further, I guess. You know, he goes a bit into creep mode.
Illustrating the point.
To send it home. You know what I mean? So he's like
but don't get it twisted.
Yeah, don't get it twisted. Because the thing about it is, you know, and I got to find the quotes, but it was like, you know, they got to cover them, you know, those childbearing hips, and I know he said those succulent lips, and then he had a comma. You knew he wanted to say something else, hey. And he took a high second.
Yeah, he gets passionate.
Now he had that old man, pause. That yeah. In the succulent lips,
and you like, oh god, you everybody in the nation is like, oh,
with the succulent lips, you know what I'm saying?
Vivacious,
like, god. Oh my!
Yeah, he hit it with that creep mode sensor. He was like, "Woo, Lord have mercy,
Lord have mercy."
That was all you needed to say.
Have mercy,
Lord have mercy.
And when Farrakhan talks, he's so passionate, he can drive any point home. But I know when he said that.
Yeah,
wanted to illustrate that a woman could be sexy and such, would not have to show.
And Playboy,
that was his whole
Playboy
point.
Playboy agrees.
Yeah,
I guess that? Playboy. I guess that's sign
they
of
on
the
trend.
Times. I guess
yeah, cover it up.
Farrakhan and Hugh need to get together.
Yeah, how about that? That'll be a hell of a march. Speaking of which, you didn't go. You didn't go to Million Man. You was in Atlanta. You ain't go to Million Man.
I was in Atlanta. Funny to be that Farrakhan. Million Man.
Did you not go to the last one?
I didn't go to the first one.
Oh shit! This is okay.
That's a life changing moment. Though.
Absolutely. I kind of wanted to go to this one, even though I don't feel like this one was promoted like the first one.
Right. You thought the street team wasn't really out there.
I don't think the promo was out there, and I think that Justice RL shit kind of scared quite a few people off. It was like, whoa, or else, you know what I mean? Just for the fact that they would say Justice or else, but it was nonviolent, right? Mm-hmm. But then if it's nonviolent, or else.
Yeah, that implies violence. Yeah,
or else just implies, like, we could take it there.
See what happens.
But if you prepared to take it there, you need to be truly prepared to
take it there.
You know what I mean? But so that was one thing. But then, you know, I missed the first one. I wish I went to the first one. But I felt like this one, you didn't hear a lot of it. Like, it wasn't all over like you heard with the first one. But then after this one passed, because I had a boat ride, so I couldn't go. I was booked. And,
I had to go get the paper.
Everybody got their whole reasons. He was in Atlanta.
I had to take his drama,
and then you notice they did the BT Hip Hop Awards and the Million Man March at the same time.
But what I heard is BT did make concessions and moved it from that Saturday to Friday, as opposed, so it went directly.
Oh,
conflict.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. So they made concessions. Like, a lot of people dragging BT for not airing it. But they did make some behind the scenes
compromises.
Moves.
Yeah.
This is some shit that I was thinking about, though. In the light of Steve Ranazzisi, you know Steve Ranazzisi. He's a comedian from the league.
Yep.
He lied about being in the buildings on 9/11.
Oh, right. Yeah.
How many people? Because this is second year, the second March that I didn't go to. Mm-hmm. And I have four cats that I know. Shout out to my man Kev. Shout out to my cousin Sekou. Shout out to my man D McKee. They all went down there. Mm-hmm. And I actually linked some of them on chat. Yo, link up while y'all out there. You know what I mean? Nobody saw nobody. Like, mm-hmm. Kev was out there. He had his thing.
Larry
was out there. He did whatever. Cousin Sekou was out there. He did whatever. How many cats you think are lying about going to the march? How many? Because is that the equivalent to the 9/11 lie? Yeah, like, I was at the march.
No, you don't want to be counted out.
You know what? Because I felt so bad. Like, I didn't want to tweet no bullshit. I watched the speech on the TV on C-SPAN, so I know what was said.
Right.
It's in case.
Right.
You don't
want to be the brother that didn't make it to the million yeah. brothers went.
You can't be doing no frivolous ass shit when everybody, all the million men went out there.
That's what happened to me the first one.
What happened the first one?
The first one, I was in the trap.
Oh, tell a story.
I was, you know, in the trap doing, you know, young black man things. You know what I'm saying? That's off track. And in the dark,
I was caught in the system.
You know what I'm saying? I wasn't in the system. Okay. It was by choice. It was, you know what I'm saying? It was strictly an economic move.
Voluntary.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you think you're doing what is there that could be done. You know what I mean? And my last night in the trap was right before the Million Man March. And, you know, some crazy shit happened that was like, man, fuck this shit. I can't do this shit no more. And I left and went to Atlanta. And I was in the barbershop, and everybody was like, hey, man, you know, be here 8 in the morning, you know what I'm saying, the bus leaving. I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about? Mm. And then
it's amazing, when you leave the trap, first thing you do is get that cut.
Right.
You got to look like you ain't trapped no more.
You got to get that cut. You gotta
free at last.
Get all that smoke off you. You got to change your whole. You got to
get in shape up.
Thank God almighty, I'm free at last.
You got to get your whole hookup together, because shit.
Give me some free sneakers.
Where you going to church? I got to get this lineup.
So go ahead.
So I look on the wall, I see this poster say, you know, Million Man March. I'm like, what the Farrakhan doing? You know, I grew up Muslim, you know what I'm saying? I went in the nation.
Ali Muhammad.
Right, I grew up Muslim, so I was like, what the fuck Farrakhan talking about? And then, so I ain't paying no attention, because I thought it was just another, you know what I'm saying, Nation of Islam situation. So I'm like, cool, I flew to Miami, and I'm at my girl house, and I turned the TV at Million Man March on, and I'm thinking to myself, yo, what the fuck? How the fuck a million black men know to go to D.C.? And I ain't even never heard of this shit. I ain't never heard of it, none of that. I'm just totally in the blue. And then I knew my life was fucked up when the girl who house I was at, she was like, ugh, what's that? Turn it back to Ricky Lake. I'm like,
devastation.
I'm like, man, my life is crazy. I decided
to
talk to the hand.
At that moment, I was taking my ass back to school and finishing my degree. So I made that decision. Homecoming was 2 weeks later. And shit, I went to homecoming. I was like, yo, I'm going to go Thursday, handle all my business, pay all my bills. And then I'm going to kick it the weekend. And shit, I landed, paid my bills. And when I went to go register with Dr. Hawkins, rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? He was walking out. I was walking in. And he was like, hey, I'm going to see. We have a speaker this week. You should come with me. And I'm like, all right, bet. Went, and it was Keith Klinkscale from Vibe, the CEO of Vibe at the time. Mm. And you know what I'm saying? That was my link to even coming to New York and working at Vibe for 7 years. That was my whole link, and I could have missed that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If I was 10 minutes later, I would have missed that. You know what I'm saying? So everything happened how it's supposed to happen.
In some ways, I mean, you do, you know, the march still had an impact on you.
Definitely. Yeah. It changed my thought process because it let me know that I was totally out of the loop and totally off course and totally disconnected. And if they had podcasts and shit back then, I probably would be saying some reckless ass shit.
Yeah.
That I'd be getting dragged on Twitter about. But, you know what I'm saying?
Lake. Ricky Lake. Shout out to Ricky Lake.
Yeah, that shit was terrible.
Turn it to Ricky Lake.
Was it immediate? Like, was it like a
no? It was immediate when Ricky Lake came on her face. I was like, yeah,
immediate. Was like
my life is fucked up and is about to change at this very moment. And immediately it wasn't even no.
Did you get
no
right up?
Cause you sitting there, you watching the Million Man March.
Yeah. You watching Pride and
you watching. You know what I'm saying? You million black dudes went to DC.
Nobody Ali Muhammad.
No, they ain't call Ali. Why ain't nobody call me?
Why they ain't call you? What you talking about?
I'm saying nobody let me know. Not that they had to let me know. I'm like, saying I didn't know
about this. This is where you at in the game. You should call Ali. Nah, no, you should.
Nah, fuck that. He ain't trying. He ain't marching.
He ain't about that life.
I seen him the other day.
He trapping.
He ain't about that life.
He ain't marching.
But you know what I'm saying? I ain't never go back. And shit, everything changed from there.
You think a lot of barbershops were visited just prior to the Million Man March?
I don't know.
The lineups were had?
Because I'm thinking, if you go out there, like, Cass was getting fresh.
If you leave in town.
It's back to these jokes about when you go
protest. You're going to get the lineup.
You need to get hot.
I had one of my homeboys, I'm not going to say who it was, one of my homies was like, yo, then I'm going to have the all black on. You know what I mean? I got to be on my heat week pace. I got the all black on. I'm going to be out there. I was like, all right, man. He's styling up the shit already. This motherfucker's like, oh,
you
going
to go to the cleaners real quick.
You know what I mean? Get this black tunic out.
No, you can't leave town. You can't leave your city premises without, you know what I'm saying?
Not to an event where it's going to be a million other black people.
But I'm saying, but if you go out to,
it's going to be cats, nothing but judgment.
If you go to the Million Man March and cats know, you think they're going to judge your line? Like, yo, what's up?
I think you get a pass, but it's still, your shit got to look like it's about the movement. It got to look like, it can't just look like you ain't got a line. It's got to look like it's an activist.
I got it. That's like where Kendrick. I fall, because I don't never have no line. I don't never feel like I'm getting judged.
Right.
But you pull it off on some artist shit. Yeah, you even said it.
I'm a videographer.
You know what I mean?
So you think cats judge your line at the Million Man March?
Like, absolutely.
You think they judge your line?
They might hug you more. They might, oh, come here, brother. Come here. You made it where you need to be, brother.
Come by the temple. You know, we got barbershop on the wheel.
Nah, man. Anyway. Oh, shit. That's what else is cracking, man? So.
They get that tunic right.
Look conscious. Look conscious, man.
I haven't worn tunic in a minute.
Peace.
God.
That's the new dashiki. Yeah. That's the male equivalent to the new Neo shades.
Because you can play the tunic. You gotta always be activist minded. You go to the club with the tunic on. You can move across.
It's functional clothing. You know what I'm saying? Get busy. You know what I'm saying?
If it's a cause, I'm for the cause. But if it ain't no cause, I'm just, you know.
Just because.
I'm shelling. Yeah, just because.
That's the name of a brand. Just because. Tunic.
Oh, shit.
But the cars and cabs, just because.
No doubt.
Anyway, man. I think we about to get the hell on. You know what I mean? I think it's time for
get up
us to slide
up
out of here, man.
You transform and roll out.
Get up off.
You know what I mean? It's been another Stone Cold blast.
It's a Stone Cold group. Glad y'all could join us.
You know, shout out to Tracy G. That episode was well-received.
Well-received,
yeah. You know what I mean?
Streets. Definitely engaged some people on the little chat box on SoundCloud.
Oh, all right. That's what it is. Shout out to the peoples. Thanks for listening. Thanks for engaging with us. Thanks for retweeting. You know, we need y'all to keep doing all of that. We gotta keep this movement mighty.
Call to action.
You know what I mean? But you know,
I'm shout out some of the, you know what I'm saying, the ones who holler at us every week.
Uh-oh.
You know, Bruce,
shout them out.
Bruce the Entrepreneur.
All right.
OG 245.
Yeah, he go.
You know what I'm saying? He always on there.
Good old Melvin.
Shout out to Melvin Flint.
Melvin Flint. You know what I'm saying?
There's a woman that shows us love too that I can't remember right now.
Yeah.
She shows quite a bit of love on the comments was like, that last episode is up there with this episode and that episode.
They got a whole rank.
Personal favorites. I like that. That's good to hear that shit.
Yeah,
I'm
man.
Trying to go on the online.
To see we'll hit y'all up on the next episode. Y'all got your shout outs a little bit at the ready. Why are we telling where we going to be? Shout them out in person. Where you going to be at, Vlad?
I will be at Gotham Comedy Club this weekend. I'm working with Rosie O'Donnell.
Speaking of The View.
Yeah, I'm with her. Speaking of The View. I'm with her Friday, Saturday. We're doing full shows together.
I'm about to show up.
Okay. Yeah, come on, man. Me and Rosie.
Vlad and Rosie.
And Rosie out there getting busy.
That's dope. I'm
going home, watch League of Their Own tonight.
There you go.
But yeah, that's that. And then I'm at the Stand also Sunday. The next week I'm at SUNY Orange doing some shows at the college.
All right.
Ah, shit. Yeah, I'm in Baltimore. The sound check hit in Baltimore. Actually, it's hitting Chicago. When you hear this, it'll be in Chicago. I'm not going, though. But I'll be on the Baltimore date. You know what I'm saying? And then, shit, I'm trying to see if I could slide to this FAMU homecoming on Saturday. You know what I'm saying? Because I thought my Baltimore thing was Thursday. It's actually Friday, which fucked me up. I was going to homecoming. So I'm going to see if I can slide down there for Saturday. You know what I'm saying?
Sound like he not going to make it.
I know, right?
You
know,
nah, really.
I'm going to try my best.
If I wasn't going to say it, but you know what I'm saying? I'm really, it's hurting my heart.
That's classic hood talk. Anytime you hear somebody, you know what? You coming through?
Wish I would have done it.
You don't know me.
Nah.
If I want to do something, I want to do it.
You slide through?
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to slide through. So we can figure it out.
Here that go. Shit. I'm going to be at, I'm doing a live Q&A with Senna. Senna Live on, they got an app. It's a, I think it's called when Righteous Meets Ratchet. It might be, I'm not sure, but it's a new.
Well, a little R&R.
Why the fuck you pointing at me when you said Ratchet?
You know what you're talking about, right?
I could have sworn you said.
Right up your alley, you know?
Right, oh no, you say the sacred and the profane. Righteous and Ratchet, that might be Charlemagne. But, so I'm doing that tomorrow, 3 p.m., ask me anything for an hour.
Then on Twitter,
on Senna Live, which is an app that you can download. Senna. Shout out to Senna. I'll be at Stand Up New York on Friday the 16th, and I'm at the Stand on the 17th. That's Saturday, and then I'm at Stand Up New York again on Monday the 19th. So come through. But until then,
tell a friend.
Tell your enemy. We in the conversation.
All right.
We out.